Cumulative Review 4. Exercise 1.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Today we're going to look at a kind of financial fraud known as a Ponzi scheme. Trudy Metcalf is here to tell us how it works. Trudy?
Hello, yes. A Ponzi scheme is run by a dishonest person who sets up a fake business and convinces people to invest money in it. The investors get money back on their investments, which makes the business look successful. So another group of investors comes along. Their money is used to cover the money that was paid to the first group. When a third group comes to invest, their money is used to pay the second group, and so it continues.
Thanks for that, Trudy. So where did the Ponzi scheme get its name?
It's named after an Italian migrant called Charles Ponzi. He wasn't the first person to do something like this, but his scheme was certainly one of the biggest. Ponzi arrived in the USA in 1903, but it wasn't until 1919 that he set up his scheme. Before that, he had already been to prison twice, the first time in Canada for forging a cheque, and the second in the USA for helping to smuggle Italian immigrants across the border.
Tell us about Ponzi's scheme, Trudy. How did it work?
It started when Ponzi received a letter from a company in Spain. The letter contained an international reply coupon that covered the cost of the stamps he would have to buy to send a reply. Ponzi noticed that the reply coupon cost less in Spain than the stamps would cost in the USA, and he realised he could make money out of this. He began sending money to his friends and family in Europe to buy reply coupons, which they would send back to him to exchange for stamps. He would then sell the stamps for a profit.
So when did investors get involved in the scheme?
Ponzi decided to set up his own company, the Securities Exchange Company, to try and make an even bigger profit. At first, he continued using the reply coupons, which was not actually illegal. Then he ran into trouble because of the quantity of reply coupons he needed to deal with. With investors still queuing outside his door, Ponzi changed his strategy. He began accepting investments to pay off his earlier investors. This, of course, was completely illegal, but it made him very rich. It said he could make around $250,000 a day.
Wow, that's a lot of money. So what went wrong?
Eventually, people got suspicious. The Boston Post began to investigate where Ponzi's money was coming from, and the investors got nervous. They started asking for their money back, but Ponzi couldn't pay. He owed them millions of dollars he just didn't have. His scheme collapsed, and Ponzi was arrested. He spent 14 years in prison, and then he was deported to Italy. From there, he went to Brazil, where he died penniless in 1949.
Which just goes to show that it doesn't pay to cheat. Trudy Metcalf, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.